Book of Joshua chapter 2, we continue our study. Our theme for the year is grow, go reach our world. And we pursue that theme this morning. From Joshua chapter 2 verse 1, the direction or the title of the message is Go Spy. Go Spy. Joshua chapter 2 verse 1, we're going to read 15 verses this morning. So, if you would, let's stand as we strive to hear from God in His Word. Joshua chapter 2 verse 1 says, Now Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out two men from Achaia Grove to spy out secretly, saying, Go view the land, especially Jericho. So they went and came to the house of a harlot named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, men have come here tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country. So the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the country. Then the woman took the two men and hid them. So she said, Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. And it happened as the gate was being shut when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them in the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. Then the men pursued them by the road to the Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as those who had pursued them had gone out, they shut the gate. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you have fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. You got to love that statement. Now therefore, I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you also show kindness to my father's house, and give me a true token. And spare my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. So the men answered her, Our lives for yours, if none of you tell this business of ours. And it shall be when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall. She dwelt on the wall. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, again, we, Lord, look to you for understanding of your word. Lord, we desire to hear from you this morning, and we know you have given us your word so that we may hear from you. So open our eyes and our hearts, Lord. Help us that we may glean everything that you have prepared for us. I pray, Lord, for those in this service who have never made a commitment to you, who've never given you their lives and called upon you for salvation. I pray that today will be that day that they call out to you and are saved. Lord, I pray for everyone present. You know the needs, the spiritual needs of everyone here. And Lord, I pray that you will individually speak to every person present, leading, guiding, communicating with, having fellowship with, as each individual has need. Lord, we love you. And we thank you for the sacrifice that Jesus made upon Calvary for our sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. This message today is a very practical message. By practical, I mean something that you can take and put into practice. And a step farther than that, something that I hope and even expect you to take and put into practice. Okay? So what I want to ask you today is to consider what I'm about to tell you. I'm not going to overload you, but I'm going to give you an assignment today in just a little while. And I'm going to ask you to do it. Are you with me? All right, let's continue. All right? We begin. You see, we've got to start thinking of putting things into practice. It's got to be more than an arm bracelet reminder or banners hanging from the walls. If we're going to grow, if we're going to go reach our world, we're going to have a point in which we actually start. We actually start that growth. And today, my prayer is that we're at that point. All right? Joshua, they're at the children of Israel are at a pivotal time. Their life is about to change forever. And so Joshua calls a couple of spies and says, go view the land. Go view the land. And he gave them, it says, he sent them out secretly. I just found that kind of interesting. Last time they chose 12 men from, one man from each tribe. And this time, nobody knows they're going. It's just Joshua and these two guys. Secretly going out. And if you go back, I want to compare the difference between this time with Joshua and last time with Moses. Last time, as I said, they sent 12 spies. And Moses told those 12 spies, and you can read about this in Numbers chapter 13 later. But Moses told those 12 spies when he sent them out, he said, see what the land's like. See if the people are strong or weak. See if the people are few or many. See if the land is good or bad. See if the cities are like camps or strongholds. See if the land is rich or it's poor. You see, he gave them a lot of direction. And I can kind of understand the mindset of those 12 spies as they went out the first time. Okay, we're going to evaluate. We're going to see and form battle plans, form our opinions. But that wasn't the design of it. But I see how they went that direction. But Joshua this time, he said, he just selects two. And nobody knows that they're going out. He selects these two spies and he says, go view the land. That's all he said. Go view the land. And literally, it's pretty interesting. That phrase or that word view, it literally means to walk around and look. You ever just walked around and looked? I like walking around and looking. Gives me an excuse to be in my own little world. Go look. That's all he gave. Go look. They were not to evaluate. They were not to decide anything. They were just to go walk around and look. And when they returned, they gave an appropriate report. They, instead of going through the why they can't, they just said, God's delivered the land to us. Let's go get them, boys. That's basically their report when they get back. They knew after they went and saw that God had something special in store. Now, are you ready for your assignment? Are you ready for your assignment? Amen. All right. We're not going to sit there today. Y'all got to help along, okay? Your assignment is, you'll never guess, is to go spy. Go view the land. The first Sunday of the new year, we chose who we will serve. And I was so encouraged by the response of the people that said, I choose Jesus. Everybody's got their armbands today. See, I'm doing better. I didn't forget it today. That's the first thing, or the last thing Beth said before we left the house. Do you have your armband? Yes, I've got it. And we chose God. And we got these reminders that we wear continually that remind us of the choice that we made. The second Sunday, last Sunday, we studied about the need for leaders and the need for leaders to be strong and courageous and not allow fear to hold us back from God's call. Now today, we begin to put into practice what we've been preparing for. Go view the land. Very simple. Go view the land. In John chapter 4 and verse 35, Jesus made this statement. Do not say there are 4 months and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white unto harvest. Open your eyes, Jesus said. See what is around you. Look at what God has laid into your hands. And here's my challenge to you. Go view the land. I want you, and this isn't something you can do in a week. This isn't something probably you can even do in a month. It's going to take a little time, all right? But I want you to go and view what's going on at Victory Missionary Baptist Church. Are you with me? Are you with me? All right. I want you to go view what's happening here. Now, we're going to go view out there a little later on. But we're preparing to grow. All right? I want you to see what is going on. I want you to go see Awana. Oh, no, Brother Doug, those are kids. Yes! It'll be okay. But you don't understand, Brother Doug, I don't like kids. You don't have to like them. I'm not asking anything from you. I want you just to go see. Okay? I want you to go and check out what's going on. And I'm not talking about Awana Playtime. I want you to go to an Awana. Yeah, watch their playtime. But I want you to go in the back and watch as adults are working with kids, teaching kids to memorize Scripture. All right? Oh, Brother Doug, I don't know. I'm scared. But go back to last week. Be strong and courageous, okay? All right? Get up and go. But Brother Doug, on Wednesday night, I attend Bible study out here, the adult Bible study. It's okay. I teach that adult Bible study and I give you an excuse, okay? All right? Go back there and see what's going on. But don't stop at Awana. Check out the teen ministry. Check out what the teenagers are doing. See what all there, you know, you go by there about 6:30 on Wednesday night, you'll hear the awfulest bunch of music coming out of that room. It's good music. I shouldn't use awful, should I? It's good music. All right? They do a good job. You got teens in there playing guitars and basses and drums and Brother Michael leading and singing. And it's great. Go back and see what they're doing. And don't just stand there for their opening program. Go to a teen class. Really? Yes. Yes. And teens, you get out and see what's going on. Here's a wild idea. A teenager go to a senior function. Whoa. You want me to associate with old people? Yes! We don't have leprosy. No, they don't have leprosy. What I want you to do, I want you to check things out at Victory. You know, it's easy to come to worship and never know what's going on here. It is. I want you to be plugged in. I want you to know when somebody asks you what's going on at your church. Well, let me tell you what's going on at my church. You know? Check out choir practice. Oh, Brother Doug. Not choir. I didn't ask you to join the choir. Check it out. All right? Just if you can't get up here for one or two choir practices just to see what's going on, come in here and sit. All right? Check out what's going on. Check out what's going on in the sound room. Ooh, listen, do you know we have people turning knobs and punching buttons for the glory of God? I find that really cool that God can just use so many people and so many different lights in His kingdom. We have committees. We have mission committees. We have building committees. We have finance committees. We have stuff going on all the time. And it's things that a lot of people don't have a clue that even goes on. Isaiah 55 project that Brother Ken leads. Any clue about what he's doing? Ask him. Go with him sometime to hang door hangers. You want me to go out and hang door hangers? Yes. Just try. I'm not asking you to volunteer. Matter of fact, I don't want you to volunteer. I just want you to go see. Amen? Okay, we've got three people who are going to go see. I want you to go see the Lamb. Amen? I want you to get up out of your pew. I want you to, you know, and it's okay to do something a little different. You want to know what's going on in our Sunday morning Bible study? Go look around a little bit. Attend a new class if you're already in there. I'm not talking about making it, and some of the teachers may shoot me for making this statement. Okay? But I want you to know what's going on. I want you to see what God is doing. Sunday night worship. What goes on Sunday night? Some of you don't know. Tonight, we're going to ordain four new deacons. Isn't that cool?
Amen.
And you know what? Some of you don't have an idea. You've never seen an ordination service before. Come check it out. See what it is. That's all I'm asking from you today. Well, almost all I'm asking from you today. Here's what I don't want. I don't want you to evaluate any of the ministries. I don't want to hear your opinion. Do not come to me and say, "Brother Doug, those folks in Awana need to..." I don't want to hear it. Okay? I'm not looking for you to go down the list and decide if the land's good or bad, the people are few or many, or the strongholds, or are they weak. I just want you to see. Okay? How many of you can see? Say amen.
Amen.
Go check it out. Get out of your routine. Get out of the pew. Go check out what God has delivered into the hands of Victory Missionary Baptist Church. And listen, those of you who are already involved in ministry, when somebody strange shows up, somebody different, don't take offense. Don't say, "What are they doing there?" I'll tell you what they're doing there. They're viewing the land. Okay? They're viewing the land. Now, if you'll notice, I have not asked a lot. I've not asked for commitment. I've not asked for volunteers. I'm not... View the land. I cannot say that enough. View the land. Which brings us to our next challenge. A pledge of faithfulness. Okay? These guys went out to view the land and they met a lady of faith. A really interesting lady of faith, in that the Bible says that she was a harlot. And it just reminds me that, you know, God can use anyone once they give their life over to Jesus Christ. You know? People talk about having a past. Most people have a past. It's all right. Jesus. If any man be in Christ Jesus, behold, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. You're never too bad for God to lose. But this lady was different. I've had people ask me before, why did they go to a harlot's house? According to history, that was the place you stayed. Okay? It was like the hotel of that day. Now, I don't think they were up to anything inappropriate, anything like that. But that was the accommodations of that day. So they go and they meet this lady named Rahab. And the wonderful part about this lady named Rahab is that in Jericho, this lady was a believer. Verse 9, she says, "I know the Lord has given you the land." Verse 11, she said, "For the Lord your God, He's God in heaven above and earth beneath." She was a believer in the God of Israel. And she was willing to put her faith and her beliefs and convictions into practice as she hid the spies. You see, their secret got out somehow to the people of Jericho. And so those people told the king, and the king sent to Rahab's house and said, "You deliver those guys to us. They've come here to spy out the land." And so she hid the spies. And after those who had searched for them had gone away, she let them out of the window and told them what to do to keep from getting caught. Do you know what that was? That's treason. That was treason. But the really interesting thing is, she asked in verse 12, she asked for a true token. "Give me a true token." You know what a true token is? A true token was a pledge of faithfulness. Now, she had proven who she was by what she did, and she had proven her convictions by protecting those children of God. And now she's asking them for a pledge of faithfulness. And that pledge was going to be that you will not hurt me or my family when you take the land. Now, today, what you're going to find when you view the land and you view the ministries that are going on in Victory Missionary Baptist Church, you're going to find ordinary people doing extraordinary work. Amen? Amen? You're going to find some very special men and women, ordinary men and women, but what makes them special is they're believers. They're believers in Jesus Christ. They have called upon Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And these special people, week in and week out, Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, and sometimes in between, are faithfully serving the kingdom of God. In Awanas, you're going to see believers helping children commit scripture to memory. In teens, you're going to see worship and teaching going on. In the adults, you're going to see Bible lessons continually being taught. In college ministries, you're going to see Bible lessons continually being taught, worship services, cooking meals, and on it'll go. And you know what they need? You know what these special people need? Are you with me? Are you with me? I'm telling you, we can beat them to the restaurant if y'all stay with me, okay? What these people need is a pledge of faithfulness from you. Okay? Now, if you're not... Remember, I said I wasn't going to ask you to volunteer. I wasn't going to ask you your opinions. And I'm not asking for any... I'm asking that when you go, you'll give them a pledge of faithfulness. That pledge, meaning you're going to strive for the success of their ministry. How do you do that? Well, first of all, prayer. Prayer works. One of the most encouraging things that happens to me as a pastor is when people come up to me and say, "Brother Doug, I'm praying for you." And that means so much. And also, I'm going to ask you, while you're there, that you encourage them. That you look them in the eye and say, "I just want you to know you're doing a good job, and I am behind you, and I'm committing to do all that I can to ensure that your ministry is successful." Is that too much to ask? Is it? Are you with me? Okay. If you'll do that, would you say amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Awesome. Because they need your support. Not your volunteering at this point. They need your prayer support, your encouragement, and just knowing that you're going to do all you can do to make sure they have everything they need to do the ministry that God has called them to do. Make sense? Amen? All right. Y'all are just not amening. I'm an amen preacher. I get done faster with amens, okay? Do you want to get done fast? Amen. There we go. Okay. All right. Go make a covenant of faith, of faithfulness with them. Okay? They need your support. Your prayer support, your encouragement, and just the overall attitude of "I'm behind you." Okay? Makes sense? See, that's what Paul was asking for in Colossians chapter 3, or chapter 4, verse 3. He said, meanwhile, he was talking to the church at Colossae. He said, meanwhile, praying for us also that God would open to us a door for the Word to speak the mysteries of Christ, for which I am also in chains. You know what Paul was wanting? Look, guys, just get on your knees on my behalf that the gospel is preached. That's what every ministry in this church desires. Amen? All right. That's the second thing I've asked of you. It's not too hard yet, is it? Amen? You can do this. What you're going to find is this. God has delivered. He has entrusted some very precious things into our hands. I want to go back to the reporting process. The first time in Numbers chapter 13, after Moses had sent out the spies, they come back. And you know what they said? They said, man, the land truly is flowing with milk and honey. And they said, Moses, look, this is the fruit. And they had a cluster of grapes on a pole. And it was so big, it had to be carried by two men. There's it is awesome land, but we can't have it. Because the people are strong. The cities are fortified. There are giants in the land. And they're stronger than we are. We can't do this, Moses. Now, 40 years later, after that doubting generation has died off, this new generation, the two spies come back after Joshua had sent those guys. And they say, the Lord has delivered all the land into our hands. Last verse of this chapter. The Lord has delivered all the land into our hands. Look what God has given us, Joshua. Look at the opportunities that set before us. You see, I'm not being underhanded with what I'm preaching today. I'm trying to put you into a position of conviction. Conviction about serving and growing. Because what's going to happen as you spy out the land and you go work and you go see those working with the children in Awanas or in teen ministry or in another ministry, you know what's going to happen? God's going to tug on your heart. And your eyes are going to be opened and you're going to say, why am I sitting on the pew soaking and souring when God has delivered such a land and opportunity into our hands? Why am I doing nothing? Now, God's going to burden your heart. He's going to stir your heart. And you're going to find that place that God has prepared just for you. You see, I'm a believer. God has, He places people in specific places because He has something prepared. A ministry prepared for you. What's your ministry? You know? I've made this comment before and I'll make it again. You know, my ministry is preaching. I'm glad everybody's ministry is not preaching because then I wouldn't get to do it as often. But there is a ministry at Victory for you. And if you're going to grow, you're going to have an outlet for your faith. Okay? If you want to grow, say amen. 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 Best way to grow is to have that place to serve. That's where it becomes your home church. Because you're contributing to the ministry of your home church. Do not, as you view the land, do not stop at the first place. Okay? This Awana is great. Wonderful. I want to get involved. Well, good. But hold on. See what else God has. All right? View the land. See what other opportunities are there. And then, given time, month or so, after you've had plenty of time to view the land and you've been praying about all these ministries, God's going to give you insight and stir your heart for one particular one. You know what my goal is? at Victory during this year, I'm going to share with you that everyone has one job. One job that God has created you for. One place that you're contributing to your home church. It's everybody has one job. You see, that way, when everybody has one job, guess what happens? Nobody's overworked. Everybody gets to worship. Everybody gets to sing praise. Everybody gets to be involved. And everybody gets to be fed when everybody has one job. That's my goal. That's where we're going. And I'm just asking you this morning, go view the land. Go view the land. And let God give you a conviction and lead Him. I'll be honest, you can't care about anything you've never seen before, right? You can't have a burden for things that you don't know about. That's the idea of this message. Now I'm going to take a break. That's the Victory members' message. Now I want to take a break from that, and I want to offer to you, are you a child of God? Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? If not, I want to tell you the greatest story on earth, and that is how that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to this earth and lived a perfect, sinless life and died, was crucified, beaten, mocked, treated shamefully, and He did it all for you because you're a sinner. Because of you. Oh, Brother Doug, it was. Yes, it was. You see, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know, the bad news is there's a hell. The even worse news is there's a lot of people going to spend eternity in hell. But the good news is whoever believes in Jesus Christ shall not perish but have everlasting life. Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Can you go back to that time where you consciously said, Jesus, save me? If you can't, you need to take care of that this morning. Maybe you're here this morning and there's another spiritual need. The Lord has been calling you to a ministry. The Lord has been dealing with you about something. Maybe you just need to spend quality time at the altar with God. Whatever your spiritual need is, will you say yes to Jesus and respond to His leading? Our Father in heaven, Lord, we just come to You today and we set out on a journey to view the land, to know what You've placed in our hands, what You've delivered in our hands at Victory Missionary Baptist Church. Lord, help us to open our eyes. Help us to see the fields, for we know they're white unto harvest, but so often we just don't take the time to look and to truly realize. So Lord, today, I pray that You'll put a desire in all of our hearts just to go look, to see what You've placed within the walls of Victory Missionary Baptist Church. Lord, we love You and we thank You. And as we come to this invitation, we pray Your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.